The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen, what do you think about this little brother? Look at him work. Look at him work.
Doing work. I'm going to the league. I'm going to buy my mama a house. I'm going to buy my sister a... Reality check. Let's start the show.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
That reminded me of all of the guys that think they can hoop against college and WNBA players. We get it, people! What they want.
Of course, we're going to talk about last night's Final Four games, and we're going to preview the huge game tonight between UCLA and Jalen's Michigan Wolverines. But we start with something that seems to happen all the time, the National Basketball Association. That is James Harden putting on his sneakers and then getting a triple-double in a Brooklyn Nets win. He, with LeBron out, with Joel Embiid out, with what he did in Houston, the way he got himself out of there in preseason and those eight games, can you vote for James Harden as MVP this season? I know you have a vote. Can you do it?
Can I? Yes. And I'm considering doing so with the way he's been performing, David Jacoby, since he's been a member of the Nets. The pace. The efficiency, the effectiveness. Yeah, you're stuffing the stat sheet, but you're doing it while winning, playing most of the games without Kevin Durant. And it's important for James, if he's ever going to win MVP as a member of the Brooklyn Nets, to do it this year. You know why? Because whenever KD's playing, he's the MVP of the Nets. So that's why James is saying it into microphones and he's performing like it out on the floor.
Because I can understand why someone wouldn't vote for him, especially about a few weeks ago when they look at what happened in Houston. He was kind of ugly at the end there in Houston. He didn't look great. He wasn't trying his hardest. But as we get that gets further and further and further in the rearview mirror, it's only 8 games out of 72. And if he keeps doing this, I could easily see him coming home with the MVP. And do you remember where this all started? It all started at Lil Baby's birthday party. And guess what happened last night? They reunited after the game. Lil Baby and James Harden just reminiscing about the birthday party and the little tour they went on around the United States while he was supposed to be at training camp. Well, he wasn't the only ex-Oklahoma City Thunder that had a huge triple-double last night. Russell Westbrook did the same, except he upped the ante. He finished with a wild stat line. Jalen Rose, over 30 points, over 10 rebounds, over 20 assists. No one's done it since Magic Johnson. Is Russell Westbrook overlooked and disrespected by the media and fans?
He's disrespected, absolutely. And it's been that way basically his entire career. When he was shining with OKC, we blamed him for getting in Kevin Durant's way. Who is this guy that has the nerve to be taking as many or more shots than Kevin Durant? Get out of the way and give KD the ball. And then all of a sudden, I look at the stat sheet, they both have 30. They both have 40. And it was a time one of them had 50 and the other one had 40. And then KD left. And then Russell averaged a triple-double and won MVP. And then over the last couple of years, he's played for a couple of teams. And usually you don't see MVPs play for multiple teams in consecutive seasons. So when he was healthy in Houston, playing small ball, he was still putting up big numbers. He got injured, played hurt, and I told you at the beginning of the year, I saw an interview where he said he's basically felt like he's playing on one leg. Here's what makes Russell polarizing. He's that guy that you say all of the cliches for, that you want to go hard all of the time. You don't want fraternizing with the opponent. And you want to compete on every possession like it's his last. Usually that's not the point guard, though, or the primary ball handler. Usually that's a wing or that's a big, but he has that mentality. So the first 2 minutes of the game or the final 2 minutes of the game, it seems like Russell is playing like they're not keeping score because he's gonna attack the exact same way. And that's what makes him polarizing to so many people. But he's still a top 15 player in the game, and I'm glad he's still putting up big-time numbers.
I also think that there's something about Russell Westbrook and Dame that's just not cuddly and friendly the way Steph is. Like, he's not smiling, and he's not showing off his family and doing all the Instagram videos. Like, he plays with a scowl, and I think some people don't love that, but I do. And like you said, he brings it every single night. He has one speed. It's a million miles an hour. And one thing to point out about the trajectory of his career that you so astutely put together, when he was with KD, he got criticized. KD leaves. He was a one-man band, MVP. Then he goes and joins James Harden, doesn't really fit, gets criticized. Last night, Bradley Beal's not in the game. He just feels comfortable when he doesn't feel like there's another star next to him that he needs to work the ball to. He can just go, like I said, 100 miles an hour and get another triple-double. What an impressive performance from him. Jalen, sometimes things happen and the negativity inside me, the darkness in my heart comes out.
No.
And it happened last night and this morning. No. It is time for the appearance of Negative Jacoby. Great game between UConn and Baylor last night. Paige Buckets was getting all the buckets, and it came down to a final possession. A final possession. Dejounte Carrington dribbles to her left, goes up for that shot. We've all seen it by now, but look at this. The world's up in arms. Everyone's tweeting about it. Jalen, that was not a foul that I would call. That is not a foul. That's a flop. You should go and win the game, Ms. Carrington. Go and win the game. Take a shot. Don't let the ref bail you out. Watch the way that she falls. Play it again, Tommy. Watch the way that she falls. Yes, there's contact. This contact, technically by the book, it is a foul, but at the end of the game, on the final shot, as the buzzer's about to blow, you gotta win the game. Don't put it in the hands of the referee. Look at the way she falls. She didn't fall on her feet. She fell on her hip because she was just trying to play it up for the official. I would not have called this were I an official. I like to see the players on the floor decide the game. And listen, was it technically a foul by the book? Yes, but I am not in outrage about this. Go win the game. Don't try to rise up against two defenders and let the ref bail you out. That's Negative Jacoby. I'm fired up about this.
Wow. And if it sounds like I'm losing my voice, it's because I am. Between the Michigan Wolverines and watching the women's play college basketball and watching my daughter Gracie play volleyball, and all I do is recall myself screaming at the TV. Let me see. Oh, that was last night. That was actually last night. I was watching an amazing basketball game. Two terrific coaches, great talent out on the floor, going back and forth. Who's gonna win? And then the refs blow a call late, and then you have the nerve to go on national TV and act like, oh, it was a foul.
Look at how she falls.
But I'm not gonna call it because it's late in the game. That's your reasoning? She got two people. She got fouled twice.
She was touched by two people. There was contact. I'm not gonna act like they weren't leaning a little forward. They were not straight up and down. I'm not gonna act like there wasn't contact, but it wasn't so significant. Okay, when you take a still shot, yes, they did touch her elbow, but she drove to her left, went up against two people, didn't even try to make the shot, and then fell down on the floor.
Hey,
and looked at the official.
Let me tell you something. I love her and how she handled herself with class. Let me tell you something, and you can look at the footage. I was once a collegiate athlete, and if I would have drove to the basket like that, and I would have got fouled and they didn't call it, I would have punted that ball so high into the stands, it'd still be in the air. She handled herself with class. She definitely got fouled.
She got fouled. However, I would not have called it. She should have tried to win the game. We're going to move on because that wasn't the only action in the NCAA tournament. We turn our attention to the men's bracket where the Houston Cougars beat Oregon State. Jalen Rose, what do you think of this game?
Guard play. Guard play is the key for this squad. And All of a sudden, as you continue to advance, the strengths of your team magnify themselves when you're making shots like that. Late in the clock, when you got guys that can make plays off the dribble. And these are the type of teams. Houston, again, remember, a couple of years ago, they were playing well, and they lost to Michigan. Okay, so, like, I've watched their program ascend, and I'm happy to see them and Baylor ball out.
Watching this game, it really brought to mind something that you always say. The possession doesn't end on defense until you get the rebound, and Oregon State just could not keep the Cougars off the offensive glass, and that was the difference in the ball game. Moving on to the other game last night, it was Baylor looking like a number one seed. Looking like a number one seed against Arkansas. What do you think of this game?
So when I watch Baylor play, right, they're well coached, they're disciplined, they lock down defensively. That's one of the things that they consistently do. But then I had on my glasses and I had to take them off because, you know, I'm getting a little bit older and I can't see as well.
You can't see
and
anything.
And I was going back and forth between the NBA games and I'm like, wait a minute, is that Donovan Mitchell?
It is Donovan Mitchell.
I'm like, is that Donovan Mitchell?
It's Donovan Mitchell. It's Davion like, Mitchell and Donovan Mitchell. They wear the same number. They look the exact same. They're the same height. They have the same game. I swear that Donovan Mitchell is changing his hair and going to Baylor games. They're going to sweep the NCAA tournament. They've got a full-on all-star on their team. Of course they're going to win. I'm sorry to the Michigan fans. I'm sorry to the Gonzaga fans. It ain't going to happen this year because Baylor has Donovan Mitchell dressed up as Davion Mitchell playing in the games. I apologize, Jalen. I know this means a lot to you, but it's going to be very hard for Michigan to win the tournament when Baylor has Donovan Mitchell on the team. But Michigan must first get past UCLA. And Jalen, something tells me that you've done a little scouting on this one. And Jalen's going to break down everything he thinks about this huge matchup tonight between Michigan and UCLA when we come back.
I'll be there.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here in Pier 17 in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, this is the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is time for Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Jalen, there's a game tonight that the Michigan Wolverines are involved in. Hit the brakes. Jalen, tell us what you think. I know you're going to be there. I know you got a flight to catch. Tell us what you think is going to happen tonight.
First off, I want to give props to UCLA because they were a part of the play-in game against Michigan State. In each game, this team has gradually improved itself on both ends of the floor. I think, however, because they don't really have a lot of height and Dickinson is a seven-footer that hasn't had a huge game in the tournament for us just yet, I think this is his opportunity to get a lot of finishing opportunities in the paint, to get and-ones, to get offensive rebounds. I think he goes for 20-10, and the freshman leads us to the Final Four.
That's a really good point because you're looking at the UCLA roster, they've got so many offensive weapons. You know, I love Jaquez, and I love Riley, and I love Tiger Campbell. They've got weapons. However, all of those weapons, about 6'9 or under. You know, Riley's their big, and he's 6'9". They've got Jalen Hill, who's 6'10", but they don't have a lot of answers for Dickinson there, which is why, as much as I love this UCLA team, I do think that Michigan will roll on. That's not the only game tonight. It is the favorite to win it all, Gonzaga against USC. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Jalen, Evan Mobley is trending to be a lottery pick. Can he take this USC squad on his back and beat the Zags?
If the Zags are going to lose, this is the type of matchup that it normally happens in. When you got a player that's projected to be a lottery pick, that's ascending in the NCAA tournament. However, Gonzaga has one of those too. His name is Jalen Suggs. I think both of those guys play well, and the Zags find a way to stay undefeated.
Drew Timmy has been having himself a tournament. I mean, the handlebar mustache is one thing, but the buckets are something else, and he has been a legit factor down low for the Zags. I think the Zags take this one and set us up for a really nice Final Four that includes three number one seeds. Moving on, Kim Mulkey, coach of the Baylor Bears women's team, had something interesting to say about COVID testing after the game.
Great head coach, not a scientist. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Blake Griffin offered some very interesting perspective on the way he's perceived and spoken about.
Hit the brakes.
He said basically that when I was in Detroit, I sucked and I was washed and I was terrible. But now I come to Brooklyn, it's not fair because I'm too good. Do you like Blake's perspective?
I'm a fan of Blake, and you know we've rooted for him since he was a member of the Clippers. But a distinct stat is when you don't have a dunk in a 12 or so month period, and then you get two or three dunks in your first couple of games, and you're known for being a high flyer and winning dunk contests. I mean, it is what it is. He got rewarded. Detroit paid him. He was a good Piston. He was good in the community. I'm happy to see him in a championship mode. Let's see if he can get a ring this year.
We'll see if he can get a ring, because I certainly think the Nets are favorites in the East, and I'm not alone in thinking that. Moving on, Zion Williamson keeps putting in work. Keep moving to hit the brakes.
No surprises. No surprises. Over 50 from the floor, over 20 in the box score. Zion is out here bullying. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Rockets GM Raphael Stone says he has no regrets about the trade package he got for James Harden. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
This ain't the time. This is not the time. Didn't they just lose 20 in a row?
Ben Simmons was on the table, dog. Ben Simmons was on the table.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Niners have sort of shown their hand on what they expect to do with the number three pick. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
They're going to do what I thought the Lions should do. That's have Stafford, i.e. Jimmy G, play another year and draft a quarterback really high to be their future. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Well, another boxer, legendary boxer, wants to join Tyson and Holyfield and get back
moving.
In the
keep
ring.
It keep it moving.
Keep it moving. We keep it moving.
I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not doing this.
Sometimes I got to exercise my veto power and just say we're going to hit the brakes on this. So, Reggie, hit the brakes on this one.
I like when you do this.
A Florida man broke a Guinness World Record after he watched Avengers Endgame 191 times. Again, this is like a 3 or 4 hour movie. And Jalen, I'm not going to ask you whether or not you've seen it, because I know you haven't seen it, but here's what I'm going to do. How many Avengers can you name right now, as fast as you can?
So first off, if it's Avengers and Endgame, is this some sort of porn? Am I missing something?
Jalen, back on track. How many Avengers can you name?
Oh, Black Panther.
Can you name another Avenger?
Michael B.
Kidding.
Jordan.
No, he's not an Avenger. Can you, seriously, there's like 100
Superfly.
Of them. You can't name
I got
you. Can't
you.
Name a single
I got,
one?
I got you. Bishop from Juice. He's an Avenger.
Just go to break. Just go to
Old
break.
Old dog from break. Menace to Society.
Go to break. Go to
Nino
break. Go to
from
break.
New Jack
Stop
City.
It. Wednesday night doubleheader, NBA and ESPN, starting with Luka and the Mavs traveling to Boston to take on the Celtics. That one's at 7:30, and then at 10 o'clock in the nightcap, it is the Bucks against the Lakers. We were arguing about this during the break, so we're going to talk about it again. Jalen Rose, if you're the referee, you're calling this foul. You're calling that a foul. She flopped.
If
she didn't
I'm
land on her
referee,
feet.
Referee, it's my job when I see fouls to actually call them, whether it's the first half or the second half. It's basketball, Jacoby, not rugby.
I love her performance. I love her as a player, but I have to say, while technically by the book it is a foul, I'm not letting you win the game when you don't try to win the game. You try to win the game on the free throw line. She didn't try to win the game from the floor. She dribbled to her left, jumped into two defenders, and then fell on her butt just to get a call. I'm not rewarding that kind of behavior in that kind of moment in the tournament. I'm not doing it. Jalen, we're moving on, because anything LeBron James does is going to end up on ESPN, and him getting a tattoo is no different. But not only did he get a tattoo, the tattoo artist let him tattoo the tattoo artist. Would you let LeBron James give you a tattoo?
LeBron is talented. And if I'm getting another tattoo, I would want it to be a professional. However, I respect artists and people that can draw. That's really tough to do. And a right-handed basketball shooter that's still a lefty, kind of like Russell Westbrook.
I mean, that's my biggest takeaway from the whole thing is just I knew I've seen it before, but seeing him write with his left hand and play basketball with both hands, he's really an impressive human being. Jalen, you're an impressive human being for many reasons. Your analysis.
Thank you.
Your charity
that's
work.
Neutral.
You're a family
Appreciate
man. It. But Thank you're you. Also impressive for your hairline. And every once in a while, people put it up online. Like this dude, Rouge, put up a put you against DJ Augustine. And then the comments, everyone was saying that you have a fake hairline. What do you say to the people that don't believe you have all natural hairline?
Let me tell y'all something. I'm from the hood in Detroit, born in 1973. If this took any time or energy besides sitting in the barber chair, it wouldn't be all of that. It's all natural flow. And I'm like 25 years older than him. But DJ Augustine do keep a crisp one. That's my guy. He got game, too.
Well, Jalen, one more piece of news as we close the show. New York State, where we both reside, has decided to legalize recreational marijuana. You know what? I've decided I might have to try it. I might experiment. I might try it for the first time. Now that it's legal, I might try it for the first time. Who knows?
Be careful. Them edibles will sneak up on you.
How do you know?
That's what I heard.
How do you know? We'll
That's
be back tomorrow at 2 p.m.
I Googled it.